the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Two of our doubleheader here in Blue Rapids, Valley Heights hosting Centralia. These two teams, boys side, kind of on different spectrums. Centralia working on possibly a league championship. Valley Heights is kind of looking forward to sub-state at this point. Take a look at the standings in the Twin Valley League. Centralia is in solo second at 6-0, a half game out of first place, just behind Clifton Clyde, and 11-4 on the season for the Panthers. As for Valley Heights, they are in solo ninth place, with the Mustangs 2-5 in league play, 5-11 overall, five games back of Clifton Clyde. Well, Centralia has won five games of the last six in this series, dating back to the 2017-2018 season. And kind of interesting, a little fun fact here, the last eight meetings, including tonight, have all been played in the month of February. Centralia riding a five-game win streak that started when the Twin Valley League tournament ended, and of course that ended in fourth place finish after losing to Clifton Clyde in the third place game. They're coming off their best offensive effort of the season. It scored 71 points in a 71-57 victory at St. Mary's, a very good Bears team that they beat by 14 points. They played four games in the span of 8 days, going from January the 30th to February the 6th. So they got Thursday and Wednesday off, much needed days off. And now they're right back at it. They play three games in the next 5 days, starting tonight, rolling into Monday and Tuesday with home games against Jonathan West and Blue Valley Randolph coming up after tonight. Well, this game, just like the girls, is just their second league road game since January the 6th. And they have a very important game coming up at home on the 16th. They're going to be hosting Clifton Clyde, but they can't look forward to that now. They've got to take care of business here tonight against a very scrappy Valley Heights team that does have some good young talent. Take a look at this Mustangs team. They are on the exact opposite track of Centralia on a five-game losing streak. They haven't won since they defeated Donovan West in their first consolation game of the Twin Valley League tournament on January the 19th, and they haven't won a league game since January the 2nd. That was against Washington County. The Mustangs, like the Panthers, have four games left in the regular season. After tonight, they're going to be hosting Clifton Clyde as well. That'll be on Tuesday. They'll be hosting Onega on next Friday. And they'll be hosting Rock Creek on the following Monday, 19th, and finishing up their season at Blue Valley Randolph on the 20th. Leading scores for both teams, Texas Bowers with 13.2 points per game, 3.7 boards, 3.5 assists as well, shooting 44.4% from the floor. And for Valley Heights, it's Royce Ekstrom, averaging 14.7 points per game. He's shooting 31% from beyond the arc, attempting 3-point attempts per game. They started through my words here this evening, and shooting 67% from the free throw line. Take a look at the starters for tonight. First for the visitors, Centralia at number 2, a freshman, Quentin Altifer. Number 3, a senior, Mavis Becker. Number 4, a junior, Duke Timmel. Number 10, a senior, Reese Tinking. And number 23, a senior, Paxton Bowers. So once again, it's Altifer, Becker, Timmel, Tinking, and Bowers. As for the home team, Valley Heights, the Mustangs. Number 2, a 6-foot senior, Carson Spoon. Number 4, a 5'11 junior, Jaden DeWalt. Number 11, a 6-foot junior, Logan Gray. Number 23, a 6'3 junior, Royce Ekstrom. Number 33, a 6'2 senior, Kaysen Bigham. So once again, it's Spoons, DeWalt, Gray, Ekstrom, and Bigham. Centralia in their road blacks with white letters and numbers with orange outline. As for Valley Heights, they're with their white on whites with their purple letters and numbers and the purple and gray streaming down the right side and the left side of their jersey. Ekstrom to tip for Valley Heights. Tinking will do it for Centralia. There's a thumbs up from the near side official. There's the whistle. Let's play. There's a tip. It's won by the Panthers. In hands of Matt Becker. The right side wing catch for Bowers. Enter pass inside. Deflected out of bounds by Kaysen Bigham. Intended for Duke Timmel. Quentin Altifer has really been coming on as of late for Centralia. The past few games scoring in double digits. They have really been enjoying his coming out since the TVL tournament. Duke Timmel on the inbound, catching a shot is good off the glass on the right side over Kaysen Bigham. And Timmel with the first basket of the game. Timmel averaging 10.3 points per game. They have three players averaging 10-plus. Extra reverse layup swatted out of there by Paxton Bowers. Rebound Timmel. Becker coming up the near side. Here's Bowers with it. Wide open three. Right side wing. Cash money. What a start for Centralia. Their leading scorer with their second basket of the ball game. This is Logan Gray. First touch of the ball game for Jaden DeWalt. What a year he had on the gridiron this past year. Coming off a screen is Gray. He'll pass it back to Ekstrom. This is Carson Spoontz with it. Biggum's going to try a three, uncontested. That one rattles out, no good. Tapped in the air by Gray, whistle and a foul against Gray. Ready to go after that one. And it will be Centralia basketball. Clifton Clyde tonight is hosting Onega, so a very winnable game for the Eagles, so unlikely to gain some ground. Falling away to his right, shot no good from Duke Pimmel, rebound case from Biggum. So the game like this tonight for Centralia, trying to stay on par with Clifton Clyde. Give and go, lob up for Case Biggum, too tall. Out of bounds, we'll go to Centralia. 5-0, early Panther lead. Head coach for Valley Heights, his first year head coach, Drew Honus. And for Australia, it's longtime head coach, Nick Evans. I shouldn't say long time, but feels like a long time with how dominant he has been this season. The lob is too high, and the turnover going the other way to the Mustangs. It's a little over a minute and a half into this ball game. Experience mixed in with some youth for the Centralia team, very well balanced as going coast to coast. Layup and in for Logan Gray. First basket of the ball game for Valley Heights. Head coach again is not happy about that. Bowers trying to quickly answer. He gets around his defender, Logan Gray. He lands up and in. Nice response by Bowers. He's got five quickly. 2 minutes into it, a 5-point lead for the Panthers. Panthers have traveled well here. Blue Rapids, almost a travel from Ekstrom. He falls away, gives up to Gray. Three ball right side corner. Good! For Jaden DeWalt. Top of the key catch. He gets past his man. Drives left. Shot is swatted out of there by Ekstrom. Loose the four picked up by Matt Becker. Wide open three right in the corner. Good. Matt Becker with his first three of the game. Becker averaging 4.5 points a game. A nice performance against Frankfurt a week ago. They held on by a handful of scores. Crossover dribble for Gray going to his left. DeWalt goes middle, hands it off. Ekstrom, he's going to try three off of the dribble. That is good. A shootout here early. Ekstrom with his first basket of the game. It's 10-8, 3 minutes into this one. Hanking loosely defended by Ekstrom. He has left side wing for Becker. Top of the key catch for Aldifer. Right side, Bowers. One dribble. Back to Aldifer. Now Timmel comes out from the inside to catch it at the top of the key. Tanking. Gives up to Bowers. Nice head fake. Gets by his defender. Scoop shot off the under part of the backboard. Rebound away to Ekstrom. Out of the pass. Thrown away by Aldifer. 2-1 fast break. The freshman keeps it himself. Oh, no. A nice dish. If he can't get the shot to go, tip it is good for Bowers and one. Aldifer had me fake, thought he was going to go up, but he did a wraparound pass to Bowers, missed the first attempt. He got the put back to go, plus the foul. So 7 points already from Paxton Bowers. That foul called against DeWalt, his first, team second. And that Shanks will check in for the first time tonight. He will check in for DeWalt. Shanks, their third leading scorer, 5.9 points per game. Bowers free throw, good. First free throw attempt of the game for either team. He has 8 now. It's 13-8 Centralia. And off to Ekstrom. Gives up his dribble. Biggum goes to work against Timmel. Gets around him. Shot no good. Tip in by Ekstrom is no good. Rebound to Timmel. Centralia. Bowers up ahead to Becker. Wanted to drive. It stops. So kicks it out of there. Tanking. Now Aldifer with it. Set off the screen is Becker to Bowers. Left side wing. Entry pass Timmel. Defended by Biggum. Shot the glass good from the right side. Timmel with his second field goal make. He has 4. What an offensive start for Centralia. As mentioned, coming off a 71-point performance on Tuesday against St. Mary's. Shut off the dribble, no good for Logan Gray. No passes that possession. And tipped out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Centralia. Nick Evans, head coach for the Panthers, thought it was last touched by one of the Mustangs. Shanks the inbounder to Biggin. They'll try a mid-range jumper. That one's no good. And rebound by Paxton Bowers. Getting high above the couple of Mustangs that were there around the area to grab that one. He averages 3.7 rebounds per game, which is third on the team. Aldefer, the freshman, puts in the floor once, now twice, and gives it up. Bowers, head fake, step back, and to try a triple. No good, too strong. Rebound Max Shanks to Valley Heights. 15-8, Panthers lead, 3:15 to go first quarter. Shanks to his left. Signals for Swins to go back door. He retreats. Shanks still trying to get away from Aldefer. He does kick. No look pass to Spoons. He double teamed. Now he backs off. Biggum backdoor cut. Spoons finds him. A whistle. Foul on the floor. The backdoor cut by the senior, Carson Spoons, the quarterback for the football team. Transfer from Eureka High School. Played 3 years with the Tornadoes before transferring here for his senior year. Superintendent his father. Lob is too tall for Biggum, but he didn't touch it. He can go into the backcourt to get it on the inbound. 3 minutes to go first quarter. Goes to his left, now going to his right is Gray. Hands it off. Shanks, three ball on the way. Too strong, missing everything. Tipped by Ekstrom. He goes out of bounds to Centralia. First year head coach Drew Honus talking with the official. He played a college ball at Kansas State under head coach Bruce Weber. Catch and fire, three off the way for Quinn Aldefer, and he gets it to go. A three-pointer for the freshman. His first back of the game at 3 3-pointers in the quarter for the Panthers. It's 18-8, timeout called by Coach Honus. A 30-second break. We'll take it as well here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Talked about Quinton Aldefer, the freshman guard for Centralia. Head coach Nick Evans talked to him this past Wednesday, and he said that he went 5 for 5 from beyond the arc in the first half against St. Mary's. He also led the team in scoring with 16 points a few games ago as well off the bench. He led the team in scoring in that contest. That was against Hanover. Be specific. 18-8, Centralia with the lead here. Nice backdoor cut for Ekstrom. He lays it up and in on the assist for Max Shank. And Ekstrom, the first Mustang with multiple field goal makes. Nice find for Timmel from Becker, but the shot's no good. Lost his footing a little bit. Spoons got tripped up. Ekstrom got hit in the face, holding the right side of his face. Shank brings it up. Spoons, left side wing with the catch, dribbles once, gives up to Biggum, top of the key. Before a couple times, Spoons, head fake, 15 feet out, and I'll drive. Backing down his man, Bowers, shot it too strong off the glass. Rebound, Bowers. He'll keep it himself. He's going to push. Biggum coming from behind. He swipes it away. He goes out of bounds. He'll stay with the Panthers. Nice defense by the senior forward. Poking that away. Bowers much quicker than Biggum, but he just ran at full speed. Biggum fullback for the football team. The dude could just put you on your back as soon as he got the football and just plow through defenders. What a year for Cody Trimble and the Valley Heights football team. One of their best seasons, if not their best season in school history. Three ball straight away for Tanking off the catch. No good on the assist try from Matt Becker. He gets the long rebound. Becker, nice feed for Timmel, lays it up and in. Timmel with 6 in the quarter. Matt Becker, a couple of dandy passes here early in the first quarter. As we are now approaching the latter portion of the first quarter, it's 20-10. Spoons, right side wing catch to the left side for Shanks. To the corner, Ekstrom, 1 minute to go. Ekstrom gives up his dribble. Beckham wants to drive on Timmel, gets bumped, lays it up and in. Timmel just got out of the way of Beckham, who lowered his head with a full head of steam. Centralia looking to work quick. Oldefer gets past his man. Floater, too strong. Extra mana for a split second, but into the hands of Tank King, was poked away from him. 35 seconds left for the Panthers, up by 8. A lot of points scored here in this first frame. 8 from Paxton Bowers, 6 from Duke Timmel. 20 seconds left. Looks like they're probably going to be holding on to this final shot as Bowers continues to dribble from half court. Dribble from the left to the right. Near half court. Now with 10 seconds left. We'll look to drive. We'll hand it backwards to Oldefer. Kick it out. 3 balls straight away. 7 seconds. That one's no good for Timmel. Long rebound for Timmel from the block. 2 seconds left. Lays it up and in. And a field goal for Duke Timmel. That is his fourth field goal make in the quarter. And him and Bowers both with 8 points. And that's how the quarter comes to a close. 22-12, Centralia with a 10-point lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
Centralia leads Valley Heights 22-12 after the first quarter. Jared Slubby with you. Kurt Kilman back in the booth. And a fun night of basketball so far, and it continues on here to start this second. By Heights with the ball to start things out. DeWalt blows by. Reese Tanking lays up in and one. One thing we haven't had in this ball game is a lot of free throws. Only one total free throw combined in that first quarter. And this will be the first free throw attempt for Drew Honus' squad. Jane DeWalt, 3 points in that first quarter. He now has 6. As he knocks home that free throw. It's 22-15. And a official timeout. Get the timer right. I believe they didn't take very much time off on that last possession. They want 7:44, and that's what they get. They're going to inbound it at half court. 8 points apiece for Duke Timmel and Paxton Bowers in that first quarter. Panthers made 3 three-pointers, one from Bowers, one from Oldefer, and one from Matt Becker. Duke Timmel made 4 two-point baskets in that opening 8 minutes. And that's for Valley Heights, 5 points for Royce Ekstrom. Leads the Mustangs in scoring. Inbound is Heideman. To be specific, Henry Heideman. His brother Brett on the team as well. They're back underway. They're tanking with it. Top of the key. Calls out the play here. Tells for Timmel to come get it. He does so. Defended by Bigham to Becker. To the left and top of the key, to Heideman. Lobs it inside, Timmel denied. Deflected back to Heideman. He has it stripped, but into the hands of Tanking. Shot off the dribble, no good off the right side. And rebound to Timmel, and puts it back up and in. He's got 10. What a game for Duke Timmel. When he gets unleashed, he is hard to stop inside. There is not a whole lot of bigs in this league that can defend Duke Timmel. Jump stop for Logan Gray. Kicks it out to Bigham. Now to DeWalt. Right side corner, Gray. Dribbles with his left. Second leading scorer on the team. Gives up to Bigham. We'll try another mid-range jumper. That one is good. His first mid-range jumper that has gotten the go. He tried his 3 and a couple mid-range jumpers. And with that basket, Bigham now with 4. In a pass from Oldefer, he wanted Timmel to stop and catch in the post. But instead, he kept coming towards him, and he threw it away. So a turnover by Oldefer, and Valley Heights gets it back. Down by 7. Chance to make this a 2-possession game. Nice start to the second quarter for Valley Heights. Screen by Bigham. Gray doesn't use it. Goes to his right instead. Now Ekstrom with it. Top of the key. Hands it off. Back to Gray. Screen. Left side. End off. Ekstrom, he wanted to shoot a three, but holds on to it. Kick three. Gray on the way. Got it! Logan Gray with a triple. He's got five. It's a four-point game. 24-20. 8 points in the early portion of the second quarter for Valley Heights. Audifer, left side wing. Catch for Henry Heidemann. Ben Haberkamp. And Haberkamp makes the catch from the top of the key. To Timmel. Defended by Bigham. Kicking. Looking to drive middle. Can't get there, so he hands it off. Audifer is denied. Entry. Good defense from Valley Heights here this possession so far. Haberkamp drive. Kick. Head fake. Becker. Drive. Jump. Pass. Tanking, top of the key. He's looking to penetrate. He gets in the paint. He hit in the arm. No foul called. Rebound to West Ekstrom of Valley Heights. Chance to get it to a one possession deficit. Great top of the key. Pass right side. Caught by DeWalt. He is to Ekstrom. They're going to slow it up here. Coach Honus with the play call. Crossover dribble to his right. Back to DeWalt on the wing. Drives baseline. Gets past Oliver. Wraparound pass to the left side corner. Pull up jumper. Gray mid-range. No good short. And Haberkamp secures it. And Coach Nick Evans has loved the way Haberkamp has played lately. Pass to him, though, from Becker is thrown away. Another turnover forced by Valley Heights defense has really stepped up here in this second quarter. 3 minutes into the period, 24-20, Centralia with a two-possession lead. Ekstrom with a catch. Left side wing catch for Shanks. Drive, floater, tough shot. It might have been partially blocked. It's into the hands of Reese Tanking. Missed opportunity that time for Valley Heights. Haberkamp dribbles right. Gave it to Aldifer. Aldifer signaling for Timmel to come to screen for him. He does just that. Doesn't use it though. Jump stop. Shot for the freshman. No good. Over Logan Gray. He gets the rebound. And Aldifer trying to poke it away from him. And a whistle. And a fouling call is going the other way. Excellent hustle by Aldifer. Trying to get it away from him. He dove after it. And undercut Royce Ekstrom. And gets the foul call. First foul called against. I think that second foul called against Centralia this quarter. First personal, though. Carson Spoons in for the Panthers. And Gray will bring it up. Ekstrom defended by Tanking. Take the handoff to him after he gives it up to Bigham. The senior forward underhands it to Royce Ekstrom. Fires a three off the dribble. Oh, halfway down, popped out of there. Offensive rebound, Bigham. And a foul is called as he tries to wrestle it away from a couple of Panthers. And that reach in is going to go against Timmel. That is his first, team's third. 4:08 to go, second quarter, 24-20 Centralia. Panthers have been held to just 2 points here in the opening 3 minutes and 52 seconds in this quarter. After that explosive 22-point first frame, Spoons gives to Bigham, who fell over as he was coming up. He made the catch. Swalt back to Spoons, right side wing, one dribble, underhand. DeWalt's going to try it. Hesitated three. Too strong. Ekstrom with a tip-in and a whistle and an offensive foul on the rebound. And Max Shanks will check back in. So Ekstrom went up for the tip-in, and as he was doing so, a call with the pushing foul. That'll be his first personal. DeWalt will come to the bench. Junior guard. Trillier gets the ball back, trying to expand their lead. Becker gets a screen from Tanking, goes to his right. Haberkamp, pass fake, goes middle with his left hand. Three ball on the way for Aldifer. Two strong rebound, Royce Ekstrom. And here come the Mustangs. Another opportunity to cut their deficit down to one possession. Ekstrom goes middle, kick to Bigham. He'll drive right, gets bumped by Timmel, shut up high at the glass. Too strong, loose picked up by Reese Tanking. And then outlet pass to Haberkamp. He's got a lane to drive now, a kick to Aldifer. He'll go middle from the left side corner. He stopped. Becker wants to penetrate. Driving kick to Tanking. He'll try a three left side wing. Too strong. And tipped up in the air. Loose picked up by Max Shanks. Good awareness to establish himself in play before touching it. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Ekstrom, nice defense by Aldifer to cut him off. He has to get rid of it. Bigham with it, signaling for Ekstrom to come towards the ball, in which he does just that. He receives it to Shanks. His other dribble, defended by Tanking. Ekstrom gets away from a defender, throws it up, and offensive foul is called as he fell into the defender. And Ekstrom picks up his second personal foul. That is definitely noteworthy. 5 points for him. Leads the team in scoring at the moment, tied with Logan Gray. Actually, correction, Jaden DeWalt has six. He had three in the first, now three in the second. He's their leading scorer on the season, though. He will stay in the ball game with 2:35 to go in this second quarter. Been stuck at 24-20 for a few minutes now. As Tyler Jones checks in for the first time for Centralia. Driving right side, Becker with a blow by, lays it up and in. His first basket. It's early in the first quarter. He's got five. And it's 26-20. Breaks the stalemate there. It is going to be a timeout called by Centralia. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. And welcome home to Community National Bank.
.1 FM, KMZA.
2:23 left to go, second quarter. Valley Heights hanging in there with the team that's currently in second place in the Spring Valley League. 26-20, Panthers are currently leading by a couple of possessions. And after a lay-in from Matt Becker, Australia wanted to call a timeout, talk things over. And the Mustangs get the ball out of the break. They'll come in with Ekstrom, Bigham, Spoons, Shanks, and Gray. For Australia, they'll have Jones, Tanking, Aldifer, Becker, and Timmel. Reminder that our halftime show is coming up very soon, brought to you by Highland Community College. We're back underway. Shanks, left side wing with a catch to Ekstrom. He's going to try three straight away off the screen from Bigham, and it is good. A cut the deficit in half. It is a one possession game. Ekstrom now with eight. Aldifer looking inside, can't find Timmel, who's been quiet since early on in the second quarter. He has 10. He's working up against Casey Bigham inside. Tanking calls a new play with 1:53 to go in the second quarter. It was 22-12 at the end of the first quarter. Crossover dribble, Becker goes to his right. Defended by Spoons to Jones. Jones and Tanking. Try to drive right. Gets past his man and gives it up. Aldifer on the right side wing. Defended by Spoots. Kick to Tanking. Top of the key. Good defense from Valley Heights so far. Pull up jumper. A three off the dribble is no good. And a long rebound for Casey Bigham. Valley Heights gets the stop with 1:20 to go. Coach Honus wants to slow it up and get into half-court offense here. Calls out the play. Ekstrom will hand it off. Spoots to Shanks. We give it to Ekstrom. Goes to his left, now to his right. Handoffs from the top of the key for Shanks. A three off the dribble, no good. Spoons with a rebound, put back in, is short. And picked up by Matt Becker. Missed opportunity there for the senior guard for Valley Heights. 50 seconds left. Sanders with it up by three. Timmel posting up on Bigham. Drive, Aldifer with a low by. High floater is no good off the left side. But a foul is called on the arm. And 43.4 seconds left. Two free throws coming up for Quentin Aldifer. That foul goes against Logan Gray. That is his second. So there are two top league scorers coming into the season with two fouls. First free throw for Aldifer is good. That is just the third free throw shot all game combined. First appearance from Brett Heidemann this evening. He'll come in for Duke Timmel. Free throw on the way for Aldifer is good. He goes 2 for 2. He's got 5 points now. And it's 28-23 with 40 seconds left here in the first half. Ekstrom goes to DeWalt. Ekstrom tries a three. That's off the right side. No good. Fell over. Wanted the call. Not going to get it. And the rebound goes out of bounds with 30.8 seconds left. And Coach Honus thought he was going to get the call. Not getting it though. McEvans calls out his play here. Head coach for the Panthers. Matt Becker brings it up. Pass to Tanking with 20 seconds left. It's Aldifer. And with 15 seconds left, they clear out. Low formation. 12 seconds left. I'll defer to the freshman guard. Now gets the screen from Heidemann, goes to his right. 8 seconds. Jump stop. Pulls up with 6. Off the glass and good with 5 seconds left. One more chance now for Exxon with 2. He falls over. And they're going to call a traveling call. They can put any time left on the clock. No, they are not. And we're going to go to halftime. And it's 30-23, Centralia. A little bit of a rally there towards the end of the second quarter for the Panthers. We'll go to break with a 7-point lead for Centralia. Back here in a couple minutes with our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmobley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College, transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Blue Rapids. Jared Slubby with you as Centralia leads Valley Heights 30-23. Well, much like the girls' game, Centralia's offense got to a great start. Duke Timmel, Paxton Bowers with 8 points apiece in that first quarter, and the team was able to make three threes to get a 22-12 lead after the first 8 minutes. But Valley Heights, they got some momentum in the second quarter, though. They went on an 11-4 run, cutting their deficit down to three, as it was 26-23. However, the Panthers were able to score a couple of field goals right before the break to go up to get our score right now 30-23. Individual leading scores, first for Valley Heights, 8 points for Royce Ekstrom on a pair of three-pointers, 6 points for Jaden DeWald to get an and-one that he made early in the second quarter, 5 points for Logan Gray, he had a three-pointer in the second quarter, and 4 points for Casey Bigham, made a couple of two-point baskets each, one each in each quarter, As for Centralia, 10 points for Duke Timmel, 4 two-point field goal makes in the first quarter. Paxton Bowers, he has 8 with all of his points coming in that first quarter, 7 for Quentin Aldifer. and also 5 for Maverick Becker. So it was definitely with how the first quarter went, definitely did not see Valley Heights rallying the way they did. It was a fantastic job by head coach Drew Honus to keep his team locked in, to keep them in it, and especially they got down by as little as 3 before Centralia made a couple of baskets towards the end of the quarter to get us to a 7-point deficit. Well, let's go ahead and step aside for another break, and we'll come back with some scores around the area and some keys to the second half here on our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Our score, Centralia 30, Valley Heights 30, Valley Heights 23 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
Back here on our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Centralia leading here in Valley Heights, 30-23. Picking up some scores around the area, Axel leading Washington County on the boys' side, 30-14 at halftime. In the Big 7, fairly confident, Nemaha Central locked up at 14 points apiece at the half. A low scoring affair there. That is in Seneca. And actually, let's do some boys scores before we get some of the girls scores that we didn't do earlier. So Betha boys leading at half against Jefferson West, 32-9. And Jackson Heights, they lead Morehead Academy, 27-24. How about Drake Melly's 3 3-pointers in the first half, 15 points for him. An effort by Drake Mellis, what an incredible player he's been this season. And now some of the girls' scores that we didn't get to earlier. The ACCHS girls, they defeat Valley Falls 41-33. What a win for ACCHS there on the girls' side. Also, Frankfurt. The Frankfurt girls, they defeat Troy 51-30. Elsewhere, we have Clay Center, they defeat Marysville 49-45, with Marysville being just about less than a half hour up the road here in Blue Rapids. Clifton Clyde, they defeat Onega 61-32. Clifton Clyde getting it done, so they're able to avoid losing ground on Centralia. And we also have Jefferson West. They beat Sabetha 39-36 on the girls' side. Blue Jays had a chance at the buzzer with a three-pointer. Couldn't get it to go. And staying in the Big 7, Holton, the girls defeat Hiawatha 49-38. So some scores for you, brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Instead of your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Looking at some keys to the second half for Centralia. Starting off with Paxton Bowers. Got to get him going. Only three field goal makes, and him being scoreless, a big reason for why the team can get things going offensively. So get him going early and often. And as for Valley Falls, key here in the second half is start fast. They had a slow start in the second quarter, but they rallied back, got within three, and didn't finish the quarter strong, and allowed Centralia to get back up by three possessions. So come out strong, right out of the gate, get yourselves right back in it. So here we go. Panthers will start things out. They'll have Tanking, as well as Becker, Timmel, Altifer, and Bowers for Valley Heights. It's DeWalt, Ekstrom, Bigham, Spoontz, and Gray. His pass to Altifer, entry pass to Bowers, and the post left side block shot is off the back of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound, Bowers, and the give is to Tanking. His shot's no good straight away, and whistle on a foul on the floor against Valley Heights. And that will be against Royce Ekstrom. That is his third personal foul just 14 seconds into the third quarter. That is huge. Inbound goes to Timmel. Give it to the top of the key. The corner, Matt Becker can't make the three. Saved by Bowers off of the leg of DeWalt. Nice job by Bowers to throw it off of DeWalt. It'll stay with the Panthers still. And Ekstrom will come to the bench, and Max Shanks will check in right away to make sure that Ekstrom doesn't pick up his fourth personal foul. Tanking gives to Altifer, step back, entry to Timmel. Kick to the corner, wide open three, Reese Tanking. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound to Paxton Bowers again. His put back is no good, falling away. Another rebound by Timmel, and he's fouled on the floor. That's four offensive rebounds for Centralia this possession. And that foul goes against Case and Bigham as his first. And a little over 30 seconds in, and that's two fouls on Valley Heights. Inbound goes to Tanking, left side corner, top of the key catch Altifer. Back to Tanking as he goes to the wing. Catch for Bowers from the corner. Nice pass inside to Timmel, lays it up and in. He got around Case Bigham. Nice pass underneath the basket, and Timmel quickly with the basket to give him 12 points. 32-23. High post catch Spoons, left side elbow. Hands it off to Gray. Euro step, lost the ball. Spoons gets it though to Shanks. Right side with the wing. He'll bring it to the middle, defended by Matt Becker heavily. He'll hand it off to Gray. Gets a screen by Spoons to get some free space. Gives up his dribble now. In trouble. Now to Spoons. Left side wing. Drives baseline. Layup short. And out of bounds. Last touch by Case Bigham. And he'll go to Panthers. Nice defense by Centralia that possession. And Nick Evans not happy, however, with the way Reese Tanking played on defense. Head coach Nick Evans gives him more of an instruction to play better defense next possession. Bowers, pass fake to Becker, and he'll give it to him now. Altifer, right side wing, dribbles towards the middle. Bowers, lobs it inside to Timmel. Gets hit in the head, and we found the floor. And Bigham picks up his second foul of the game and this quarter. Timmel tried to slide underneath him, and his arms, Bigham's arms, came crashing down on top of his head. Chance to go up by double digits here for the Panthers for the first time since early in the second quarter. And the official blows the play dead before the inbound. Not quite sure what this is about. And maybe a warning. Maybe against Max Shanks. The official pointed at him. I think that's what we got. It's a warning against Max Shanks for maybe some, I'm not quite sure. I didn't see it, so I don't want to say that there was pushing and shoving, but that's kind of what I'm assuming. As the officials are explaining it to both the coaches, they know what's going on, and ultimately that's what matters. Box formation for Centralia out of that little kerfuffle. Lob is to Becker into the backcourt, and he'll bring it across. 32-23 Centralia, 6:20 to go, third quarter. Bowers the catch, left side wing. Hand it off to Altifer in the corner, bounce pass to Tanking, top of the key. Becker, right side wing to the corner, Bowers working the corners. One dribble baseline side before he gives the top of the key to Altifer, and a new play is going to be called. 2 minutes into the third quarter. Becker, right side, top of the key Tanking, left side, Berhalter. Good closeout. Cross-court pass. Tanking drives right side into a double team. Good defense from Valley Heights. Altifer with the double team. Pull up. Floater. No good. Too strong. Loose on the floor. Rebound. Valley Heights. It's Logan Gray. On the run. Keeps himself stripped behind by Matt Becker. And he wanted it. Thought that it was going to be a Australia ball, but that's going to stay with Valley Heights. Those are the kind of plays you're going to get from Matt Becker. Comes from behind. He'll swipe it from you when you're least expecting it. It's still Valley Heights ball. Inbound goes to Bigham. Right side block. Working on Timmel. Top of the key. Drive right. DeWalt. Shot swatted away by Altifer and out of bounds off of DeWalt. Terrific defense by the freshman. And it's Centralia basketball. So after that stop, it'll be Becker that will bring it up. So pass to the left side wing to Timmel. Hypo sketch Bowers. Lob it up for Timmel. Makes the catch. Right side block. It's bumped off his backboard. No good. Gets the second strike. That one this time is fouled, and it'll go to the line to shoot two. Might have gotten fouled the first time as well, but this time they'll whistle Carson Spoots with his first personal. Team foul number three. Now, correction, number four against Valley Heights. And now the scoreboard operator has put five, so all over the place. Now it says four. I think that's right. I think they do have four fouls of the team this half. Timmel to shoot two. It was a shooting foul. The first one is good. Just the third, make that the fourth free throw attempted all game by Centralia. Meanwhile, Valley Heights has only attempted one free throw all game. Don't let that fool you. This game has been very physical. Second one is good for Timmel. Centralia stays perfect. They're 5-for-5 as a team from the free throw line. Duke Timmel has 14 points now and their first double-digit lead since early in the second quarter when it was 22-12. 34-23, 5:03 left to play here in the third quarter. Double team, lob inside to Spoons. It's ripped away by Reese Tanking. He'll outlet it to Becker. He'll bring it across. Gets bumped by Spoons. He falls over. Nothing called. And he'll pick it up. Spoons with a steal. Throw it up to Gray. Gets bumped behind by Becker. Nothing called. He lays it up and in. So Gray now is 7. Three-possession game. Left side corner 3 on the way by Altifer. Cash money. Altifer with his second three-pointer of the game. He's got 10. It's 37-25 Centralia. Time for their largest lead of the game. Backdoor pass intended for DeWalt, but the pass from Max Shanks too high, missing everybody. He'll go to Centralia. The Panthers starting to gain some momentum here with 4:23 to go in quarter number 3. Royce Ekstrom will check in. Missing his presence on the offensive side of the basketball. He does have 3 personal fouls, so he has missed a good portion of this third quarter. All of about 30 seconds of it. Becker face an extended 2-3 zone from Valley Heights. Excuse me. Right side wing catch for Tanking. Dalton for left side. Tanking comes off the screen. Catch fake. To Bauer, short corner. Wraparound pass for Timmel. Underneath the basket. Lays it up and through there. Got pass to West Ekstrom. And another 2-point basket for Duke Timmel. He's got 16. He leads all scorers. It's 39-25. Sanders trying to run away with it. Midway through this third quarter. Boom. Signals for Gray to go back door. Pass to him is off of his foot and into the hands of Altifer. Here comes Bowers up the far side. Jump stop. Bounce pass Timmel. And he lays it up and good again. Got past Bigham that time. Left side block and a timeout called. How about Duke Timmel? 8 points in the first quarter. 8 more here in the third. He has 18 points. It's 41-25 Panthers. And we'll step aside for a timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
41-25, Centralia hoping to start pulling away. And Duke Timmel really started to take this game over. 8 points here in this quarter. He has 18 on the game. He has 8 of their 11 points. The other 3 coming off a 3-pointer made by Quentin Altifer. Meanwhile, Valley Heights has only scored 2 points here in this quarter. Centralia's offense much more reminiscent of the first quarter here as they lead by 16. 41-25 our score. Gray pass fake inside, gives to Shanks, left side wing instead. Soft score pass, right side for Ekstrom. Goes to his right, hands it off. Duwalt's going to try a 3. Made one earlier, that one's no good. Long rebound after the perimeter, picked up by Gason Bigham. There's a chance for Valley Heights. Shanks in trouble. Bounce pass for Duwalt. Off his foot, and it'll be out of bounds to Centralia. That's the right call. Much to the chagrin of the Valley Heights fans. Becker poked it free, but ultimately it was the last touch off the fingertips of Jaden Duwalt. 2:56 to go, third quarter. Becker give is to tanking right side wing. Out of the key, Bowers, left side, Altifer. A drive, floater, no good as he fell away to his right. And an offensive foul is going to be called on the rebound against Centralia. Scoring update for you, Valley Falls boys lead ACCHS 43-15. Hiawatha boys lead Holton 20-13. And Sebastian boys mentioned this one earlier. Sebastian leads Jefferson West 32-9. Your scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. And offensive foul going the other way this time. This time against Casey Bigham. He backed into his man. Now Becker. And Bigham picks up his third. 2:34 to go, third quarter. Centralia again trying to start pulling away here in this one. Up by 16. And now whistle and a blocking foul is called on a screen. Jason Bigham not happy with that call, but it's going to go against Logan Gray. Bigham said something to the official. 2:27 now left. That was the 5th team foul against Valley Heights. That will send Duke Timmel to the free throw line to shoot 2. First one on the way is good for the junior big. He's now got 9 points here in this quarter. Carson Swings will check in for Logan Gray. He picked up his third personal. Ekstrom and Bigham also with 3 personal fouls. Second on its way for Timmel, and that one is good as well. He's got 20. He's perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line. It is now an 18-point lead for Centralia. They continue to grow their largest lead of the game. Again, our score at one point was 26-23. It is now 43-25. That's backdoor cut for Spoons to lay it up, and no good. He's having a tough night offensively. He's scoreless, rebound by Reese Tanking. And a whistle and a foul on the floor. He's going to go get the extra. Well, correction, that's actually going to be against Jaden Duwalt. That is a relief because, as mentioned, extra has 3 fouls, but 2 free throws coming up for Paxton Bowers. First free throw is good. Again, Paxton Bowers has been quiet since the first quarter. He scored 8 points in that first frame, and that right there was his first point since then. What a way he started off the game with a 3-pointer. Panthers made 3 three-pointers in the first quarter, scored 22 points in that frame. Second one is no good. Tipped by Heidemann, out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say last touch by Valley Heights. Bowers goes 1 for 2. In an 18-2 run. For Centralia, since they led 26-23. Just a couple minutes left here in the second quarter. Here's a blow by from Matt Becker. He goes all the way to the rim. He lays it up and in. His first points of the quarter. He now has 7. And now a 20-2 run. 46-25, a 21-point lead for the Panthers with 1:45 to go in the third quarter. Gray lost it. Trying to go through traffic. It's thrown away by Brett Heidemann. Outlet pass to Bowers. He's going to look to push it. Up the right side of the corner for Oliver. I saw it find back side for Reese Pinkett. Shot no good. It was deflected, I believe, by Casey Bigham. And rebound secured by Max Shanks. Spook, top of the key. He'll hand it off to Ekstrom. Off a curl. Goes to his right. Bounce pass to Gray. Wants to penetrate. Nothing there, though. Gives it his dribble. High post catch Spooks. Turns, fires, down the arm. And he'll go to the line to shoot 2 with 1:06 to go in the third. A slow-moving third quarter here in Blue Rapids. First one is good. Carson Spooks with his first point of the game. That was just the second free throw attempt of the game for Valley Heights. Second one for Spoons, and that one is good. So the senior goes 2 for 2. Far side corner catch, and a whistle to foul. Becker gets hit on the everything. He got pushed pretty hard. The Centralia fans mocking the Valley Heights fans who didn't think that was a foul. Pretty funny. Gene DeWall picks up his third personal foul, and Becker to the free throw line to shoot 2 with 1:01 to go in the third quarter. First one for the senior guard is too strong this time. And Becker, that is his first free throw attempt of this ball game. Centralia shooting the free throw ball pretty good. That was just their second miss as a team. But what a quarter here for Duke Temel. He has scored 10 in this third quarter. He now has 20 on the ball game as he had 8 in the first quarter as well. Second one is good. So Becker goes 1 for 2. And he now has 8 points. 1 minute to go, 47-27. Centralia here in the third quarter. Gray, bounce pass to Ekstrom, right side wing. They'll give back to Gray. Go from the right side to the left side for Spook. Head fake, 45 seconds, defended by Jones. He stepped out of bounds. The official missed that. It is caught by Gray. That was right in front of me, that's how I know he missed it. Bounce to Bigham. He puts a double team. He'll shoot over Haverkamp. Too strong. Rebound, Haverkamp. 30 seconds left now. And Bowers is going to slow up here. Head coach Nick Evans calling the play. Wanting probably to hold it to the final shot. We'll see if Logan Gray, who's defending Bowers, allows him to hold on to it for that long. 15 seconds left. Going from right to left is Bowers. Cross half court. 10 seconds now. Screen by Heidemann. Goes left in the lane. Shut up off the glass. It's good. It was 7 seconds left for Paxton Bowers. Hustling the other way with 3 seconds left. And cross half court, misses Everson Parker. 3 at the buzzer for Gray is no good. And that's how the quarter comes to a close. 49-27 in favor of the Panthers. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Sufa Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
KMZA.
A 23-4 run for Centralia has been the difference in this one. It was 26-23 with a couple minutes left in the second quarter. And now it's 49-27 as a turnover from Valley Heights right out of the gate to start this fourth quarter. Sullifer will try a three. Short rebound. Bigham and a foul against Timmel going the other way. What a performance from Duke Timmel. 20 points for him. 10 in this previous frame. Also 10 for Quentin Altifer, 8 for Matt Becker, and also 11 for Paxton Bowers. He had 8 in the first quarter. Logan Gray brings it up. Right side wing catch for Jaden DeWalt. Bounce pass side post. Bigham. He lost it. Lost on the floor. Loose. And picked up by Bigham and a timeout called by the Mustangs with 7:34 to go here in the fourth quarter. This will be a 30-second timeout. We'll take it as well. 22-point lead for the Panthers here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Centralia boys lead Valley Heights 49-27, and a layup, a three-pointer, excuse me, not a layup, a three is good for Royce Ekstrom. That's his first three-pointer since the second quarter. Nice find inside. Duke Temple swatted out of there, but a foul is called on Carson Spoots with the body. And it was 49-27. Now it's 49-30. With 7:21 left to go here in fourth quarter. Those just joining us, a 23-4 run from early in the second quarter, late in the second quarter, all the way throughout the entire third quarter. And the difference of this one is Duke Temple. This is the free throw short. That is his first miss from the charity stripe tonight. 20 points for him. He leads all scores. Valley Heights leading scorer is Royce Ekstrom. With that three, he now has 11 on the ball game. Second one for Duke is also no good. Long rebound into the hands of Reese Tankic. With a chance for Centralia. Two cutting Timmel. He's fouled. Layup no good for straight away. And he'll go to the line to shoot two more. So a chance at redemption for Duke Timmel. Junior forward. What a night it has been for him. Centralia. Well on their way to improving to 7-0 in league play. That foul was on the floor, actually, so they were going to say that it inbounded. It was a foul against Jaden DeWalt is fourth. And now on the inbound, what was the call there? I missed that. I think it was a jump ball. Centralia holds on to possession. 49-30, Centralia with the lead, 7:10 to go. That's backdoor cut for Tanking underneath the basket. Lamp right side, no good. Blocked out of there. And leaves. Ekstrom got a piece of it. He'll bring it up. Spoons left side wing. Backdoor cut. Gray passes too far out in front. Was it deflected? Yes, it was. It'll stay with the Panthers. Western Valley Heights, they're most likely to fall to 2-6 in league play, 5-12 on this season. And looking at their remaining schedules for Western Valley Heights, they'll be hosting Clifton Clyde coming up on next Tuesday, as well as deflected out of bounds once again, so it'll stay with the Mustangs. So a tough game next Tuesday for Valley Heights. They followed it up with a lighter game against Onega back here in Blue Rapids next Friday, and they finish up the season with a home game against Class 3A Rock Creek. That'll be next Monday, and then their final league game will be at Blue Valley next Tuesday. Drive baseline side for Gray. He's fouled to go to the line to shoot two. At Force Centralia, they will play again on Monday. They'll be hosting Donovan West. That's a makeup game from that we had all that bad weather in early January. That foul, by the way, was against Duke Timmel. That is his fourth. With 6:45 to go in the ball game, 49-30 our score. Favor of the Panthers. First free throw is good for Gray. 8 points for him. But after that game on Monday, next Tuesday for Centralia, they will be hosting Blue Valley Randolph. Then the big one, next Friday, Clifton Clyde, Centralia. Second one is good for Gray. So he goes 2 for 2. He's got 9 points. And that game will, I'm not going to say it's going to decide the league, but it very well could with the trajectory these two teams are playing at, with Clifton Clyde getting it done tonight against Onega. So they're going to improve to 8-0. Centralia will improve to 7-0. Layup good, no good from the left side for Reese Hanking. Put back, that one's no good as he got his own miss. Long rebound out to Carson Spooks. But speaking of Clifton Clyde, I'll pull up their remaining schedule here in a bit. As a three from Gray is no good. Short, tipped up and in there for Carson Spooks. He didn't even try to tip it in. He just batted it. He just happened to bat it up in the air and it ended up going through. So a nice little break there for Carson Spooks. Is Oliver with it. 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Swinging double team. Bowers lost it in the hands of Heideman. Shut up and good up the glass for Brett Heideman. He's somehow called by Nick Evans of Centralia, so we'll take it with him. 60-second break. Back here in a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
51-34, our score here in Blue Rapids. Centralia taking care of business here in fourth quarter. Entry pass to Casey Bigham, kick it out. Three ball on the way for Logan Gray. Left side, too strong. Rebound, Quentin Oliver. So I mentioned Clifton Clyde, their remaining schedule. Well, we already kind of know it because Onega, they play them tonight. Then just two games left, and those are the two teams that are playing right in front of us. Clifton Clyde playing Valley Heights next, and then Centralia to finish up their season. So they get their season done kind of early. They finish up on the 16th. So they got some work to do, mainly with that game against Centralia, but hey, I tell you what, this home court environment, good as it was, and again, Valley Heights, they trailed by just 3 with a couple minutes left in the second quarter, but a 23-4 run being the difference in this one, spinning from early, make that late in the second quarter throughout the entirety of the third quarter. And Duke Timmel, he has been all over the place tonight, 20 points for him, getting those in just the first three quarters. Matt Becker from the top of the key is going to drive right. He'll kick it out to Bowers. The left lane. Scoop shot at the glass. Spinning and going. What a shot by Paxton Bowers. The circus shot. Play the music. He's got 13. Here is Max Shanks. He'll try a 3. That one no good. Rebound Logan Gray. And he'll lay it up. No good. On the putback. Loose in the corner. Right side. Rebound Brett Heideman. Well, that's to Kinking. That's deflected. Stolen away by Valley Heights. Driving middle. DeWalt. Layup is going to be no good, but a blocking foul is called against Bowers. Trying to take the charge. He'll go to the line to shoot a pair. Jaden DeWalt here tonight. 6 points for him. All those coming in the first half. Went 1 for 1 his last time. He got an in one back early in the second quarter. His free throw is no good. I'd like to thank those joining us from KNZA. Joining us in progress, 53-34 our score. Centralia taking care of business on the road against Valley Heights. 4:16 remaining in this ballgame. Duke Timmel will check in. Reese Tanking has been the hero tonight for head coach Nick Evans and the Panthers. 20 points for him. Got all of those in the first three quarters. Second free throw is no good as well. Rebound Panthers. This is Paxton Bowers. He had 8 points in the first quarter. He's got 5 since then for 13 on the game. It's a crossfield pass that is thrown away, looking for Quentin Oliver, but missing the target. And it's Valley Heights basketball. Throughout the broadcast, we're talking about the race to the finish in the Twin Valley League on the boys' side. Clifton Clyde taking care of business against Onega. 3 is short from Jaden DeWalt. As for Centralia, they're doing the same thing, so both will stay undefeated. Clifton Clyde will now be 8-0. Centralia will now be 7-0. And for Clifton Clyde, they have 2 games left. That's it. There's a throwaway. Ekstrom had a poke from behind by Becker. It'll stay with the Mustang. So Clifton Clyde just has 2 games left in league play. That will be against these 2 teams in front of us. Valley Heights, that will be here on Tuesday. And then next Friday, that will be at Centralia. And that one could end up determining the league championship. The 3 is good off the inbound for Jay DeWalt. He's got 9. 16-point lead for the Panthers. By wing catch. And it kind of has been at this point come down to just a 2-man race between Clifton Clyde and Centralia. Hanover is 2 games back at 5-2. Shot by Heidemann, too strong off the glass. Rebound, Valley Heights on the run. Fast break. Spoon shot blocked, but a foul is called. And Spoon's in some pain holding his right ankle. With 3:06 to go. But Hanover definitely has a chance. But as there's an injury, we're going to go ahead and step aside. We'll take a break. We'll be back here in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. And welcome home to Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. So gingerly limping over to the sideline. He was putting not very much weight on his right ankle is what he appeared to have injured. He's being looked at over on the sideline as we speak. 306 left to go in the game. 53-37 Centralia in front. A couple free throws for Kaysen Bigham. First one is no good as he's shooting for Carson Spoon. Kaysen Bigham, 4 points on his day. One more try for the senior forward for Valley Heights. On its way, and good. So he's got 5 now. We're getting back to the overall picture in the Twin Valley League. Hanover, they got stomped by Clifton Clyde on Tuesday, 58-36. There's a shot by Tanking. It's no good off the right side. Put back for Heidemann is good, but they're going to wave it off down the floor. But for Hanover, looking at their remaining schedule, they're at Donovan West tonight. Then next Tuesday, they're at Washington County. They'll be hosting Troy next Friday. They finish up the season on the 19th at Axel. And that's a big game for those two teams. Trying to enter some momentum. And on top of that, they are in the same sub-state as well in 182. Spin move for Heidemann. Shot no good. Put back by Timmel is no good. Uncharacteristic like miss for Timmel, who had 20 points in the first 3 quarters. He's 12 this year in the fourth, though. Pull-up jumper for Gray the other way is short. Rebound Reese Tanking. to talk about a possible matchup in the championship in Substate and over in Axtell there. Could get a preview for that. Again, that's on the 19th. Floater too strong for Quentin Aldifer. And a foul the against Centralia. Up pushing foul with 2:27 to go. 53-38 Centralia leading against Valley Heights. And that handover for Axtell game, by the way, is a makeup game from January the 9th. And those two teams met up in the championship game in the TBL tournament, in which Axtell won 48-34. Axtell just, I wouldn't say they cruised in the TBL tournament. In fact, the first two games were both by single-digit victories, which they had the game-winning buzzer beater by Eli Brockstrom. He scored the last 5 points of that game, as the first free throw is good for Max Shank, his first point of the game. But some late-time heroics, and then a blowout win in the championship game. Axtell kind of struggled as of late, but they have been playing a lot of games as of late. They played four games. It's been a 5 days in which they dropped the game to Frankfurt as the second free throw is good as well for Shanks. So he's now 2 for 2 on the day from the free throw line. Centralia is going to have to face the press here as they now trail, as they now lead by just 13. Their lead got as big as 22. Here's a layup and good for Duke Timmel as they beat the press. And there's Timmel's first point for the fourth quarter. Axtell trying to finish strong. That big game coming up against Troy. That's going to be on Tuesday. We broadcast now, and that'll be your next broadcast right here on KMZA. Is a 3-0 good by DeWalt. Rebound by Reese Tanking of Centralia. Now reach in against Max Shanks. That'll be his first foul. And Paxton Bowers will go to the line to shoot two with 2:01 left to go in the ball game. So as mentioned, Axtell at Troy will be right here on KMZA coming up on Tuesday. I think one in the TBL between those two teams that are in the middle top half of the Twin Valley League. Troy didn't have a whole lot of expectations coming into the season. Here's a nice backdoor cut. Becker can't get put shot to go. Put back by Timmel is actually a pass to Becker. I don't think he was expecting a turnover to Valley Heights. But Troy had a ton of injuries coming into the season. They have dealt with them very well under head coach Jonathan Rodvelt. And it's turned out a pretty good season. That's for Axtell. They placed fourth in 182 a year ago in Great Bend. Hoping to get back there again. Just got to get past Hanover and a couple other teams in Substate. Quarter good for Logan Gray. He now has 11 on the day. Tied for their leading scorer with Royce Ekstrom, who's been pretty quiet here in the second half. Charlie beats the press. Shot for Timmel is good. Nice pass from Aldifer. Timmel now at 24. And he is for sure going to be your player of the game. Be sure to stay tuned for that in your post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate coming up here in just a little bit with 1:10 left to go. Pass almost stolen by Becker. Goes backward out of bounds. It'll go to Valley Heights with 104 to go in this one. Have our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up with Jake and Boz as well. Get that to look forward to every Friday night. Always do a fantastic job. And you listen to that right here on KMZA, also on KNZA, and on KAIR as well. And here's an offensive foul as Bigham lowers his shoulder. And on top of that, you can go to our Facebook page, Kansaland Radio, and you can watch it there. They live stream it now. And on top of that, you can go to our website, mscsports.net, and listen live as well. So a bunch of different ways. There's really no excuse, to be quite honest. And now, by the way, that was the fifth personal foul against Cason Bim. And that is going to end his day with 5 points for the forward. Nice alley-oo from Timmel. We're making part of start from Aldifer up to Paxton Bowers. Those kids are having fun right now. He's got 15. And a nice first quarter from Paxton Bowers. 3 balls straight away from Shanks is good. They respond. And Shanks with his first field goal of the day. 59-45 our score. 35 seconds left. We know the result. Just waiting for the final scores. Here's a pass that's stolen away by Gray and a foul committed by Duke Timmel. And that is going to be it for him. That's his fifth foul. But what a day for Duke Timmel. 24 points. 10 in the third quarter. 8 in the first quarter. And he is done for his day. He goes also 4 for 6 from the free throw line. And it will be a couple free throws coming up here for Logan Gray. With 31.2 seconds left. He is going to be your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank. Spoiler alert, I don't think there's any debate about that. Although Paxton Bowers has had himself a very nice game as well with 15 points. First free throw for Gray is good. Carson Spoon still over on the sideline, nursing to his ankle that he injured with about 3 minutes left to go. Second one is good as well. He's 4 for 4 from the free throw line. All those coming here in this quarter. 13 points for him. Here's the layup good for Reese Tanking as they break the press once again. And believe it or not, that is, I can't believe I didn't notice that until now. That was Reese Tanking's first basket of the game. That's how diverse the scoring cast has been for Centralia. Reese Tanking, their second leading score on the season, scoreless up until there's about 30 seconds left. And a foul on Valley Heights with 13 seconds left. That one goes against Logan Gray, his fourth. And that will send Brett Heidemann to the free throw line to shoot two. He had a field goal make early on in the quarter. First one on the way. Good for Brett. One more coming up. That's Centralia. Just a few games left in their regular season. That one is good as well. Heidemann with four. Again, the penultimate game being against Clifton Clyde. Next Friday night at home. 63-47. And 2 seconds left. A three at the buzzer for Shanks. No good. And that is your final score. Centralia wins 63-47. 20 points in the fourth quarter by Valley Heights, but it's not nearly enough. As Centralia takes care of business here tonight, we'll be back here in a couple minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Final score here in the boys' game. Centralia wins on the road 63-47, and they pick up the sweep as Centralia girls took care of business earlier this evening by a final score of 54-50. Individual leading scorers for Valley Heights here tonight. Logan Gray finished with 13, got 6 of his in the fourth quarter, going 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 11 points for Royce Ekstrom, also 9 for Jaden DeWalt. 5 apiece for Kaysen Bigham and Max Shanks, and 4 for Carson Spoons. For Centralia, before we get to that, though, I'd like to thank our sponsor for our post-game show, Be Outdoors Real Estate. Best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com for all your buying and selling needs. All right, so 24 points for Duke Timmel. He went 4-for-6 from the free throw line. He had 10 points in the third quarter, 8 in the first quarter. He is going to be your player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. He had 24 points for Duke Timmel. 15 for Paxton Bowers. He had 8 points as well in the first quarter. Also 10 for Quentin Aldifer. He had 7 in the first half, knocked down a 3 in the third quarter. 8 points for Mav Becker. 4 points for Brett Heidemann, and 2 for Reese Tanking. So once again, your player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank, with 24 points, is Duke Timmel. Farmer State Bank is in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Once again, your final score, Centralia wins it 63-47 on the boys' side, and the Centralia girls win it 54-50. That's going to be it here from Blue Rapids. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Jared Fluffy, Kurt Coleman back in the booth. Be sure to stay tuned for the Community National Bank High School School Board Show coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.